biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
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 Good morning and aloha, biscuiteers, all you biscuit boys, gravy gals, everyone watching on Channel 55 and all you ships sailing at sea. You guys know who you are. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show, and we're happy to have you here. My name is Vince Fodi. I'm in the host chair today because our usual host, Chuck Thompson,
has been murdered
by the new
host.
He was sent to El Salvador.
We sent him there.
And today is going to be a murder mystery episode to find out who done it.
Tony did it.
It was Tony. Okay, well then in that case, we don't have to solve the mystery. Are you wearing a Sarah Silverman shirt?
I am. My name is Ronalee Kitts, and I am wearing a Sarah Silverman shirt. I went to her show, and I got merch.
Is the sweet, sultry voice of Rhonda.
I have regretted every show I ever didn't get merch, and now I buy something every show I go to, and it's great.
What's your biggest regret?
Marriage?
No. No, what's your biggest not getting merch regret?
No merch regret.
Yeah.
Oh, like every comedy show, you know, Chris D'Elia, I didn't get any merch in that show.
I didn't get any merch from the Chris D'Elia show either.
Wow.
I did get a picture of me with Chris D'Elia and Corky. Corky's in that picture too. So I have a picture of me, Corky, and Chris D'Elia together. Corky was backstage with me.
You never post that picture. Why not?
I will post that picture. My hair looks really good in that picture because we did a lot of grooming backstage. So I'm a huge Sarah Silverman fan.
Did you go to the show?
I was out of town for the show, unfortunately. I was in Italy, which I was kind of bummed about because it seems like I always miss something really good. We always talk about that on the show.
With your fun international trips.
With our fun while we're globetrotting. The time that Weird Al came,
I was in Monaco when Weird Al came, and I was so sad to miss it.
I was really bummed because I've been waiting my whole life to see Weird Al. And
you still are.
Yeah, and I still am. And someday I will see Weird Al. But how was the show, the Sarah Silverman show?
It was good. I laughed a lot. It felt like she was like processing her parents' death.
Did her parents die recently?
Yeah, within like a couple weeks of each other.
She talks about the story for an hour.
Yeah, I know. I love the fly stuff. She talked
fly
about
stuff was good.
Flies.
You went to the show as well.
The crazy part is that my name is Shane Nelson.
That is crazy.
Do not introduce yourself.
Crazy
guy. Introduce you.
I was also at the Sarah Silverman show, and right when I was walking
back to Rhonda,
right when I went in to get my seat, I bumped into Rhonda.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Out of all the people there,
it's funny. It seems like we can't afford to sit up front, so the comedians always wind up like running into each other in the
row. Mezzanine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the mezzanine, and I'm not just saying that because I can't afford any closer.
Yeah. Last time I went to a comedy show, there was like 3 people that I knew that were sitting. We hadn't arranged this, but we were all sitting like within like 5 feet of each other.
That'd be a fun like to see the stats on like how intense of comedy fans, like where they sit, proportional to their like demographic.
Yeah,
you know, like if you're, I bet that mezzanine is chock full of people that are like diehard fans and be like, I'd love to meet her. And then like all the first 5 rows in the front row are like people who are like, who is this?
Yeah,
they have an extra $200 burning a hole in their pocket, and
yeah,
they're just like, let's go see a show tonight. I heard there's a female comedian.
We're members, so we get to see 16 shows this year. Yeah.
Are women allowed to be comedians?
Are Jewish people allowed to be comedians?
Are Jewish people allowed in the building? Did they make her come in through the back door?
I hope she doesn't use the same bathroom as us.
She doesn't talk about her period. Did she talk about her period? Did she do a lot of the material from her most recent stand-up special?
It's the post-mortem special. Is that any available places? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's new.
Okay, so she's doing more newer material.
Yeah. It was mostly trauma dump with a few like, and then I kicked him in the balls.
Yeah.
Because
the last special that she did, she had the joke about the moral compass. And then she also had the joke about Jewish people not being allowed in the pool because if you've had diarrhea recently.
Mm. That's funny.
That's a classic.
No. I think this is a different special.
Okay.
So, her fly joke was really good. Yeah. And then also her crowd work. There was like a heckler.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, great.
She took him out so professionally.
She's like, when I play big stadiums or casinos, security wants to have a code word that I'll say when I want somebody removed from the audience. And she's like, and my code word is always, oh, no, security's coming. Is someone calling?
Somebody not important is calling, so we're just going to take the phone up.
It's Vince's mom.
She's like, I told you not to host that radio show anymore.
That gosh darn radio show is one thing when you're a co-host.
Taking the sins of Chuck on? It's a lot.
What are those sin eater people who eat the sins and then they kill them so that they...
Apostles.
Like the dude in Fargo?
Like the dude in the most recent season of Fargo, yeah. That was a real thing where people would, like, absorb everybody's sins and then they would just kill that person.
That's Jesus.
And that...
This is Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, what the heck? Did you do that on purpose?
Let's find a new Messiah to kill, you guy. Never mind.
Not me.
I probably shouldn't say that.
Let's just wait till Chuck comes back.
Okay, Vince, you're not the Messiah. Not me.
I'm Jewish looking. So... You hit the nail on the head. It is Easter coming up, along with 420. So two holidays coinciding with each other.
Check your eggs.
Which one are you... Are you trying to get pregnant, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Which one are you guys more excited about?
Sunday.
Yeah, just all Sundays in general?
I like Sunday.
I do like Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Sunday.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you? Do you like it because it's easy, like Sunday morning?
Yeah. I want a Sunday.
What's your favorite Sunday song?
That one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also
want
like,
a Sunday.
What's the Maroon 5 one?
Oh.
Sunday morning, rain is
banana
falling.
Pancakes.
That's a good one. But then I really like Lionel Richie, you know, easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. Lionel Richie is a sponsor of the show, so we got to give him a shout out.
The banana pancake song doesn't mention Sunday specifically, I don't think, but it gives
it's
the
got a
vibe
yeah.
of
it's
Sunday.
Got it's giving strong Sunday vibes.
Yeah, you can't listen to it on a Wednesday.
Then there's also the, is it Sunday morning coming down, or is it Monday morning coming down? There's a lot of good
Friday,
Sunday songs.
Friday, I'm in love. Do they talk about Sunday on that one?
It's Friday.
No.
Do they talk about Sunday in that song, Friday?
Rebecca?
Song? Rebecca, what's her
Black.
Name? Rebecca Black. You know, she's still touring.
Alive.
She's still alive and touring, and she's, you know, still dining
That's
out on that one song.
The it's, concert I regret not getting merch from.
Yeah,
Rebecca Black.
I mean...
I Rebecca Blacked out at her concert.
I wish that I had gotten merch when I went to go see Yes. I saw the band Yes on Island. It was right around the time of my birthday, so I bought myself like front row tickets to go see Yes, and I didn't get a shirt that time.
What the heck?
I couldn't afford it, but I do regret that.
Would you rather have spent less money on the tickets and gotten a piece of like physical memory that you could hold with you forever? Or just like this?
I don't know. It was pretty good seeing them really up close.
I mean, would you guys rather a physical memory or a mental memory? Like, if you're going to spend big money.
Because I very
Guess
vividly.
What you still have when you're 100.
I can very vividly. I remember the fact that I went to go see Yes, and I could buy a Yes shirt. So, I mean, I could fool myself into thinking that was from a concert. Get a fake one. Yeah.
Fake your memories.
Well, yeah, exactly. you made the right choice until the day you forget that memory.
Right.
The day you forget that memory, you made a mistake.
And that's going to be on Sunday, man. I'm forgetting everything on Sunday.
I wish I had that shirt for that thing I went to, man.
What was it? Oh, no.
If I had the shirt, I would know.
Wait, that wasn't it. Not no.
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 It
no.
had something but to do with no.
No adjacent.
I would also forget the fact that I didn't have a shirt from that show, so... It's a push.
You wouldn't know that you lost.
I wouldn't know what I didn't know.
But then you'd have like an Easter egg in your closet where you'd pull it out and be like, oh my God.
What?
What?
Why did I get this? Which of the two holidays, 420 and Easter, which one have you celebrated more? Because I know you
still want us to answer this. Okay.
You grew up in a religious environment.
So never celebrated Easter, only 420.
Okay, was Easter like a big deal for you guys, or
never celebrated it?
Really? Okay, because yeah. I'm the same.
We'd go to church on Saturdays, so it wasn't even on the same.
You're not. What are you?
What
I'm
are
none
you?
Of it anymore. It was a Church of God Seventh Day, is what it was called.
Oh, okay.
But not Seventh Day Adventist.
No, but it's a, there's
well,
similar
they do Saturdays,
adjacent.
Right?
It's a Seventh Day adjacent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because we didn't celebrate Easter growing up either, despite being very
because you're
religious.
Jewish.
Because we celebrated the killing of Jesus, so we also celebrated the Saturday before also because
yeah.
we're like, yeah, Jesus is still dead. Nothing's going to change about that.
Don't open the cave.
That's crazy.
Don't move that rock.
I did celebrate Easter growing up, and I grew up in a trap house.
Okay.
No. But my family's not religious, but we did celebrate Easter.
But you got out of the trap house the same way Jesus got out of the cave and then ascended back to heaven.
By dying first?
So my knowledge about Easter is a little fuzzy. No, because I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness and we didn't celebrate Easter also. So I think I've celebrated Easter like once. Like I briefly dated this girl and then we went over her family's house for Easter. So I've done like one.
She was a bad girl to your family. Oh, it's yeah. like she celebrates Easter.
Ooh.
Oh my
her family.
Gosh.
But I still have never had an Easter basket or did like an Easter egg hunt. Or have you ever done?
You've never
Easter
done.
Never done an Easter egg hunt.
What? Oh my gosh, you guys, we have to do it.
We should do an adult Easter sometime to like.
Well, we're going over Shane's house tonight. What if Shane just invited us over for a surprise Easter?
I hard boiled 18 eggs yesterday.
Really?
And?
Yeah.
Can we do an Easter egg hunt at your house today?
I mean, we could hide these eggs around.
Shane, you have all the experience here. We don't know how to do this.
We're going to need time and effort, but we can do this.
My wife, Diana, has celebrated Easter, and she'll be there.
But Easter's
like,
awesome.
But Chuck's not going to be there, which means like two-thirds of the people that are coming over to your house, you have the opportunity to do something really cool. And
something magical.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to give one of the eggs to my dog. To see what he does. Like, what do you think a dog
does? Well, see, that's actually more than two-thirds. Bentley probably hasn't celebrated Easter
either. Bentley probably hasn't. Dude, you poor three.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you call him because of his legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. The poor three.
Going to church on Saturday, we'd still talk about the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. Like, that one, in that way, but we're not celebrating.
Jesus was still very important to the Christian religions that we grew up
we
in.
We acknowledged him
we
heavily.
Did, yeah, Jesus did. He was heavily weighted
yeah,
in the whole deal.
I love the movies. Easter movies are the best, too.
What?
If you're going to go down the religious rabbit hole.
Easter movie?
I didn't know
rabbit hole? Is that a pun?
No.
Darn it.
No. There will be no Easter puns.
I'm going to hop out of here.
What's an Easter movie?
I mean, just like a religious movie where like they show you like Noah and like the plagues.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, today at church we get a break and we get to
oh,
watch
yeah.
a movie.
They roll
the
in
Christ.
The movie.
Yeah, so
the
it's,
Passion of the Christ
it's like
is
like
an Easter movie, right?
Yeah.
So it's like in school where yeah. it's like you get a day off from science class because you get to watch Bill Nye for the day.
Yeah, you
like,
put some Monera on those little
class.
Pieces of Jesus.
Now, I did also...
I didn't celebrate science either.
I did smoke weed for a large portion of my life, so I think I've celebrated 420 much more, as I'm
yeah.
sure you
yeah.
guys have.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, 420 traditions, 420 celebrations?
No.
Nothing that you... Do you smoke weed on 420?
Yeah.
Do you smoke more weed on 420?
There was a time where... I would smoke a lot more weed on 420, but now it's just kind of like...
A normal day?
Yeah, it's more it's just like a normal day.
But you,
know? You
do have a special thing
it's
you
like
do.
It's like St. Patrick's Day for alcoholics. It's like...
I'm still drinking.
I'm still drinking.
And I'll drink tomorrow, too.
Yeah. 421 and 419. Yeah. I will be drinking all
the
of them.
The only difference is today it's green.
Yeah.
I did used to smoke more weed on 420, but now it's just like, oh, yeah, it's 420. Let's celebrate. Let's smoke some weed.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, friends having... parties and stuff, but if that's not happening, then I'm like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to like bake a bunch of brownies.
Yeah,
I mean the best 420 party is like being alone.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus
me.
Was in the cave.
Yes, so I got all the weed just for
I'll
me.
Be back in 3 days, baby.
Yeah,
Shane, it's been 6 weeks.
Is everything okay?
Well, I hope that you guys all have a fun 420 and a fun Easter. Chuck will be gone for both 420 and Easter because he went back to his home. He's in St. Anthony's for charcuterie rehab. He had a little bit of a relapse. But I don't know if you guys know this. This episode that we're recording today is episode 419 of the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Really?
And the next episode that we release is going to be episode 420. Chuck and I have recorded it. We recorded it in the bunker. And
you planned this?
We got nice and stoned.
Is this by chance?
I mean, we had like a 1 in 52 chance of our 420th episode falling on the week of 420. So we just kind of got lucky. And so we recorded the 420th episode.
That's
at my house.
Not 1 in 52. Like weeks.
Yeah, there's 52 weeks in a year.
And I feel like it's still more slim chances than that.
Leap years.
Our 420th episode was going to fall on a week of the year. We didn't have great odds of it happening, but it
almost
happened.
It seems like much smaller odds.
Yeah.
Because
it can't be 1 in 52.
Because it has to be that specific date, not just a week.
420 is not on the Wednesday. It would have been awesome if it was on that Wednesday.
Okay.
Touché.
But it's just the week.
That makes sense.
We're going to it's the week of 420 that our 420th episode is going to release.
Not as special.
Just explaining days and weeks to
explaining,
touché.
Explaining percentages and how odds work.
But no, because there's some weeks where you air an
episode.
Rhonda's homeschool.
We're all baked right now. You'll have to excuse Rhonda.
I think it's a 1 in a million chance.
Everything, because she's seventh day, everything's 1 in 7 probably. She only knows multiples of 7.
My Mondays are Sundays and Sundays are Saturdays.
Sorry, I'm late.
So anyway, for anybody listening at home, our episode 420 is going to release on 420,
which is crazy chances.
What are the odds?
We won't talk about what exactly those are because there's no way to scientifically prove it.
And then it's also going to it's going to release on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, at 4:20 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time.
Wow!
So it's going to come out. Our 420 episode will come out on 4:20 at 4:20.
Wow. How does it feel to know that you've done that many of something?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
You know what? It's Chuck and I have been doing this for like 9 years.
That's crazy.
And it's
what are the chances?
What are the odds?
Did you ever think you'd have a radio show?
No.
Did you ever want one?
Still doesn't.
When I was a kid, when I was growing up, my friend and I would record ourselves on like a tape recorder and pretend that we had a radio show.
What was
no
it called?
Way. Me too.
It was called Vincent and Kevin's Beatbox Hour.
I'd love to hear that sometime.
Do you have any of that?
I don't think that there's any remaining footage of Vincent and Kevin's Beatbox Hour. Aww. But we would like make beats and like just bang on the table and tell stupid jokes and stuff like
Gosh.
That.
That sounds great.
It sounds great.
And yeah. like beatboxing. That was when I learned how to beatbox when I was a little kid, which is why I still continue that tradition to this day of beatboxing.
Know.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to do a little follow-up junction? What time is it? Okay. Oh, we're 20 minutes into the show.
What are the chances?
Whoa. It's like 1 in 60 chance.
Today's show is brought to us by Gary Oldman Senior Center. If your years are golden, spend them with Oldman.
And Meryl Streep Street Sweepers. They'll clean up in hours.
That's a tough one to say, Meryl Streep.
And by Mark Hamill's Hammers. Got a big project to tackle? It's Hamill time.
And today's show is also brought to us by Christopher Plummer's Plums, a subsidiary of Brad Pitt's Peaches. And you guys are riding the gravy train.
Oh, I had biscuits and gravy this weekend for brunch on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's,
which is Saturday. Saturday.
What do you call Saturday?
Sat Sunday.
Sunday.
From Parlay, they do Sunday brunch. And
oh,
the
nice.
Biscuits and gravy were great, and I had chicken and waffles, and those were also really good.
Oh, I love chicken and waffles. Yeah. There's not a lot of
things.
Great places on island where you can get chicken and waffles. Yeah. Do we know
or
Nalu's?
Biscuits and gravy.
Does Nalu still do chicken and waffles?
They do. I saw it. I was there recently, and I saw it, and it didn't look as good as what I wanted.
Dude, you know the best chicken waffles I think I've had on island was that freaking Story. The one night they had.
Oh, I'm so angry.
The one night they had chicken and waffles, and I was like, screw it. I want to buy food from there if they're selling it.
Yeah.
And they usually have like really good, like one or two food specials each night that they change. and it's chicken and waffles. I was like, screw it, yeah, I'll try it. And it came, and I was like, this is like the best chicken and waffles
I hate to hear
I've ever had.
The best chicken and waffles I ever had, they did a sriracha maple syrup. So they mixed the maple syrup and the sriracha together, which gave it like this sweet but spicy kick to it.
Nice.
And I was blown away. I was like, I have to make this. And that was one of the few times where like I tried something so good, I was like, I'm going to just start making this at my house.
Yeah, I've never...
The last time that happened was Calais Lunchbox. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Calais Lunchbox here in town.
What do you get there?
The Hurricane Brussels Sprouts.
Oh.
Once I had the Hurricane Brussels Sprouts from there, I have never eaten Brussels Sprouts any other way other than Hurricane style.
Okay, I'll have to
now
try
you're
it.
Saying Hurricane?
Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Okay.
Hurricane.
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 That, Hurricane. All that weed is catching up with him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hurricane.
I do have a little bit of a weed hangover.
Oh, I'm caught in a hurricane.
Got cotton mouth in the cotton head hurricane. I get it. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael's hurricane. Mr. Wayne.
put it on an advertisement card.
So let's do... Oh, I don't have the train whistle, but...
Toot, toot!
There we go. That's nice. Time for follow-up junction. Last week on the show, we talked about Dua Lipa. And whether or not Dua Lipa is actually Dua Lipa, so
or someone pretending to be her,
well,
or
we
what?
Couldn't figure out if Dua Lipa was a stage name that she created, or if her name is actually Dua Lipa.
Somebody's looking at their little baby, little Dua,
little Dua. So, what do you think? What do you guys think? I know the answer.
Well, it makes me think that it is a real name. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask it because it sounds ridiculous. It doesn't sound like a real name.
Dua Lipa sounds fake.
Sounds
like a
fake.
Stage name.
But then you wouldn't bring it up if it was fake, right?
Well, I'm bringing it up because we're following up on this.
We're at that junction.
This is the junction in which we follow
up
on things. And so I know a lot of our audience are Trump supporters, so they don't know how to like Google stuff and fact check things. So we have to tell them next week what the answer was.
Yeah, and also just setting a good example of what it looks like to research things. Sometimes.
I have my truth, and I'm going to stick to my truth.
Yeah. It oftentimes doesn't align with what books say. That's why we need to take them out of libraries.
Mr. Scientist. Okay, so...
I say fake.
I'm saying real.
Dua Lipa's name is Dua Lipa.
What?
She is an English / Albanian singer.
Dua.
Albanian?
Yeah, Dua? She's part Albanian. Her parents are English and Albanian.
Hey, Dua, set the table.
Hey, Dua.
There's Dua Lipa like a one... Her first name? Or Lipa's her last name?
Dua Lipa?
Ms. Lipa?
That
Lipa
I didn't
sounds
find out.
No, like a whole one. I wonder if there's other Duas.
I've got some chores for you to Dua.
Dua Lipa Johnson.
How many Duas were in her class?
They wanted her to be a long jumper. They wanted her to Dua Lipa.
Oh, she won Lipa.
Like Dua, not one Lipa, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
No, her name is Dua Lipa. It means two Lipas. No, I don't, I don't know if her name means anything, but I know everybody was on the edge of their seats waiting to find out whether her name is actually Dua Lipa or not. And of course they weren't going to Google it. People just wait till next week until I come back and tell them what the answer is. And yes, her name is Dua Lipa.
Do you know her parents' name?
Brad and
Uno
Cindy Lipa.
Uno and Trace.
Uno and Trace Lipa. So there you go. Dua Lipa's name is Dua Lipa.
Huh.
And she's got more than one song on Spotify that has over 2 billion listens. Do you remember when...
Levitating.
Remember when nobody had a billion, like, views or listens on anything?
I'm still waiting to get there.
Multiple platforms. Yeah, you're almost there. Because I think the first YouTube video to ever get a billion plays was...
Purple Rain. Or
No, it was...
Double Rainbow?
Like Jay-Z or Beyonce or something.
No, it was that... It was the Chinese guy, Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Was he Korean or...
Korean.
He was Korean, yeah.
That was super racist.
Gangnam Style.
Super racist. I'm pretty sure, say that too.
I'm pretty sure Gangnam Style was the first YouTube video to get a billion plays.
Oh, Gangnam Style. Sexy lady.
That
are
was
we gonna
like,
get
that was a fun time to like go out to bars.
Yeah.
That period.
Weddings too.
Yeah.
That Halloween where everybody was just Gangnam Style for Halloween.
That was a good time. Those were
everyone
good
just
when
dressed
was that?
Up Korean.
Is that the time that, like, Trump talks about when America was great?
Yeah. That brief time.
Make America Gangnam Again. Also, we have a little crossover between Morningwood and Follow Up Junction. Last week, Chuck said,
oh no, my Morningwood is stuck in the junction.
Chuck said that he thought a gay porn star died, but he didn't bother to do any research or, like, look up to see what it was.
Any more than usual, his normal gay porn research.
This guy.
I'm doing the hard work here, but I am sad to announce that this week it is a true Morningwood.
Morning Wood.
Yes, with a morning with a U. Gay porn star Damian Stone has passed away.
Should we give it a few days and
you
see
think
if
that
he
was
comes
his real
back?
Name?
If he comes back, yeah. he was only 32 years young. Porn star Damian Stone. He died of an enlarged heart.
Wow.
And he is usually more well known for a different enlarged organ. But
which one?
He was the star. His skin. He was the star of such movies as Trans Angels, Naked Sword, and Stepson Swap.
I love that one.
Have you ever seen Stepson Swap?
Yeah, I watch it. Stuff. I watch
with
it every
Will
Easter.
Ferrell.
So last night I'm like looking up on Pornhub Damian Stone videos.
Diana, it's research.
Diana's like, what are you looking up there? Like, nothing.
straight porn?
I'm just looking up straight porn, babe. Damian Stone, you are a true legend and you will be missed. You want to read some more celebrity sponsors? Here you go. You can read that one there.
Nick Nolte, it's bad for you.
Thanks.
There you go.
All right. Adam Sandler, sandpaper. You sandman when you need the sandman.
There you go.
You'll be happy.
You will be happy with Adam Sandler, sandpaper. And today's show is also brought to us in part by Helen Hunt's rifles. Her rifles are as good as it gets. And, of course, Sylvester Stallone's Speech Therapy Center for when your speech skills are a little rocky. Biscuit is right here. All right. Now. I found
now
out,
that we've talked about the people who have died.
Now that well, you know, we'll see. He's got a couple days to come back. We'll see if Damian Stone comes back. Mm. Rhonda, you said that you were having a little bit of tire troubles.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad. That's why I yes. came down here with my jacked up tire.
I know you didn't know where I was going with that.
I am relieved to know that people are listening. Yeah, I was just... For the listeners at home, I walked into the studio in a flurry, as I do, and I just asked the query, hey, how long can you keep inflating your tire and then it deflates and then you inflate it and then it deflates? Like, how long can you do that before you think something bad would happen?
Well, it depends. How quickly is it deflating?
So that's the thing. It's not that fast. Okay. Like, once a day.
Okay. That's...
How long has this been happening?
Like a week.
Oh my gosh.
How are you reinflating it?
I have a little pump that I plug into
your car?
Cigarette lighter.
I have one of those also.
They're
Aren't
great.
They great?
Yeah.
They are great.
Those are so amazing. Like, I won't go anywhere without that now.
No, it's awesome. Yeah. And especially
if you're using it once a day.
I'm getting my money's worth.
I have a tire that slowly deflates, and it deflates, I'd say, like once a month. I gotta top it back off.
Yeah. that's less often.
It should
than
be
me.
A daily routine.
Yeah, wake
yeah, I know. And that's the dream for Rhonda.
Wake and top off. Also, it's not like it goes completely flat. It's just that it needs to be at like whatever 32 psi, and it goes
down to like 26. Well,
it goes down to like 25, like, yeah. and then I'll top it off like. It's sat for a little longer the last like 24 hours and it went down to like a little below 20.
Yeah,
It's not gonna get better.
It's not gonna get better.
I gotta fix a flat.
It's now the fix a flat is also supposed to be just like a stopgap type of thing. So you should eventually invest in getting a new tire or.
What's a different option?
A different option is for much, much less money. You can take it to a garage and see if a guy can find where the leak is coming from and then just have them patch that.
That's what I would do for you.
Yeah, that's a much easier thing. So there's a couple ways that you can do that. The most common technique is you get a spray bottle and fill it up with soapy water.
Yep.
You spray the tire down, and then where the air is coming out, you'll see little bubbles.
But it's so slow. Like, I don't even know.
It'll make bubbles.
It will make bubbles. You just got to keep an eye out for it. And then
I patted down the tire.
For like 10 bucks, you can get this little thing that's like, I forget what it's called, but it's like this black sticky thing that you jam into the hole in your tire.
That was a problem, though.
And then you pull.
Finn says, I have something jammed into my tire.
What happens is if you get like a little puncture hole or something like that, the air is going to escape around it. But they have these things that it's like it's covered in like black goo, like a tar almost.
Oh, it like goes in and reseals it.
It goes in and it creates a brand new seal. And then you might be able to get away with doing that instead of having to worry about getting a whole new tire.
Mm. All of these are good options. I think I'm just going to keep topping down my tires.
You know, equally as easy is go to the Shell in Kahului that does the recycling right at that main intersection.
Uh-huh.
And $20, the guy will come out, he'll spray it, he'll find the hole, he'll pull the nail out, he'll put that thing in that you just talked about. $20.
Where is this
really?
At the Shell in Kahului?
Yeah.
Right here on the...
Yeah.
Where they have the air pumps, too, at the Shell?
And the recycling.
Okay.
What? Yeah, $20.
Okay. These are good options.
And, like, you won't do it. All you do is drive up, and it's self-service there. So they're like, what do you want? And you're like, there's a hole in my tire.
So it's the thing that I just said, but Rhonda doesn't have to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, all you need is $20.
Now I'm listening.
Yeah. Hell, you're on the trolley.
I can pay somebody a menial amount of money to fix my problem. That is absolutely what I will do.
I had that
in another few days.
I had that same issue going on with the tire on my Honda Ruckus, and I did the little patch thing, and it's been fine for like 6 years.
What?
Yeah. I have an idea. Yeah. So that's a self-service thing. So you can go up if you want them to fill up your tire. You just drive up and they'll fill up your tire with air. So if you do that a few days in a row, I bet they'll be like, hey.
So you don't even have to ask.
You might not even have to pay them.
If you're too shy to do it.
Yeah, they get tire filling you
up. Oh, no. Something's maybe wrong back there. I don't know.
Something wrong with my tire.
Can we get this hole filled?
Hey, these bubbles.
Can any one of you strong men fill my hole? It's in the rear.
I got a leaky wet tire.
Okay. You had me at fill my hole. You lost me at leaky. You got me back, though.
Oh, man.
You got me back with wet.
A goopy spike.
They're like, we're going to give you $20 to leave, miss.
we'll plug your hole and then get out. Don't ever come back here.
You guys, we didn't fix your tires. She's stuck here.
And Shane, you're also having technical issues as well.
I am.
Let's
fix your problem today too.
My garage door won't open, and there's no like manual door. There's just the main garage door. I was able to get it about a foot up.
You don't keep your car in the garage?
No.
You don't keep your car in the garage.
No. I keep flowers in there.
You keep flowers in there.
Okay.
That raises for, well, you do a lot of wedding related activities.
Yeah.
And so you need somewhere to store your flowers.
Yeah.
So is there a house entrance to the garage?
There's no entrance to the garage besides the garage door.
So, oh my God.
I don't think I've ever lived in a house that had a garage.
It's against the law.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't have one singular giant entrance to a place.
And especially since, like, if I don't know how they can get inside to fix it.
Well, yeah, and you stand the risk at any time that you go inside, it closing and never opening.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's, what happened to Jesus?
And then you're trapped.
You have to wait three days
for the garage door to open.
I would panic so hard if I got locked in that garage.
You know what you should do is pay a child.
To go in.
Yes.
Yeah, I got about this high, and I was, yeah.
Like a foot for the
yeah.
We won't go into this like last time, but yes, a foot for the listeners.
A meter, if you will.
A meter.
A third of a meter.
A third of a meter.
So pay a child, have the child go in with like some WD-40 and just spray it around.
Well, you've been inside the, just like an aerosol can, like,
yeah. How are things in there?
I can't breathe. Or C, light a match. That'll blow your garage door off the hinges, and then you'll have no more issues.
Is there the option when you do get it open to just never close it again? That's what Rhonda's solution is, never possibly encounter this problem again by avoiding it.
Cinder blocks. And then, so were you able to get into it though?
I didn't have time, but I would have done the cinder block thing.
Corky said you could pump your tire like that for years. I knew it, Corky.
Corky, fix your tire too.
Corky, please, Corky.
Corky, go to the gas station, tell them you have a wet, leaky hole.
They're going to be like, why does this keep happening?
Like, a lot of people listen to Biscuits and Gravy.
Maybe you should go to the sales station and ask him about your garage door.
I feel like
door won't work. Can you help me get in?
Can you help me get my door open, my back door open?
It's only open a tiny bit.
I've got a small crack. Can you make it wider?
My flowers are in there.
Like, sir, we told you no. Bring your garage to the Shell station.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like Corky's tire problem is probably like number 5 or 6 on the list of things wrong with her car.
Even that, I think, is pretty aspirational.
And that's for literally any car Corky has ever owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like when we went to Hana last time, all of us, Corky drove her car to Josh's and then it died there and it stayed there for like months, right? Okay. Corky, let us know how long it stayed there.
Yeah. Corky. Type faster.
Type. Oh, she's messaging me. Brilliant idea. Wow. But that was 21 minutes ago.
Who knows what that is?
The radio show is on a time delay. Now, have you been able to get back into the garage?
I've not been.
But you opened it a foot. You're not that wide.
Well, I could have gone in there, but as soon as I'd pull it up while hitting the button.
So were you?
And then I'd like go in and slam down.
So your flowers are just dying in the garage?
They're in a fridge.
Oh, okay. All right.
But also...
They're just trapped, but they're safe.
They're trapped, but safe.
It's like Rick and Morty. I'm dying in a vat in the garage.
I'm wilting in a fridge in the garage.
So are you afraid to try to, like, Indiana Jones it? Like,
I thought about doing it, but I didn't want to do it before the wedding. Like, I knew I had the wedding and Biscuits and Gravy, and I was like, I can't...
That's all you have to live for?
Yeah, she got married this morning.
Yeah. I said, I can't be late because I'm stuck in my garage.
Are you worried about also, like a Final Destination?
I was
going to
say Final
thing.
Destination. Like, I feel like that would be equally as scary as getting crushed by it.
Yeah. It's like car accidents. So if it happens hard enough, you can still be alive, right?
Then even there's if just you get two of me.
You come to stand up comedy from now on while you walk on your hands.
How was your set today? Not great, but my legs crushed it.
Yeah. They're like skipping and happy.
All right. Well, speaking of
skipping. So we fixed your problem?
As good as we can, I think.
Yeah. Okay. That's as good as it's going to get. Now, I've got something to talk about for Gluttony Club.
Ooh. Here come the meat sweats.
I recently found out for Gluttony Club that... Red Robin. Have you guys ever been to a Red Robin?
I can't even say the profanities. We're on the radio of how passionately I feel about Red Robin.
Okay. Red Robin, can you fill my hole?
It has a bunch of times. You have bottomless. Go on.
All right. So check this out.
My bottomless hole.
It is a bottomless hole.
Well, after you get crushed by the garage door, you will also be bottomless.
Yeah, I just eat and it just comes right out.
Or send your dog in there. He's already missing one of his legs. He's got 3 more to spare.
Yeah, crawl under there, Bentley.
1 in 4 chance, too, of the garage door falling on the leg that he no longer has.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know?
What are those odds again?
1 in 4. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so Red Robin.
Love it.
I don't know if you guys know this, but May is National Burger Month. Hmm. And Red Robin is running a promotion where tomorrow... So set your watches, guys.
Is there one at the mall?
No. We don't have one here. Vince is just getting our hopes up.
We don't have one
up.
In Hawaii, but this is for all of our mainland listeners. If everything goes as planned, I might just have to move to the mainland for the month of May. Tomorrow, Red Robin is going to online sell a limited amount of... it's a endless burger pass for the month of May, where you can get one burger every day for the month of May, and it comes with one of their bottomless sides. Now, this is something that I didn't even know about because I haven't been to a Red Robin in a long time. They have bottomless sides where, like, they have sweet potato fries, steak fries, garlic fries, broccoli, salads, stuff like that.
You get the steak fries.
And you can get as many of them as you want. How does that work? Do you ask for refills?
Or? Yeah, they just keep – and they'll be, you know, Vince's about it. And – be like, here's a little small amount. And I'm like, you don't understand. You're going to be coming back here a lot if that's how much you're bringing.
You just do them all like a shot in front of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, more, please.
There are some times where it's like a basket and then they give you like whatever, or maybe they have like five baskets in the back they got to fill up and they're giving you 1/5 of whatever is left out there and they need to make a new batch. But, you know, I'm sympathetic to it, but also like, it's not my problem and I need more right now.
You don't understand. I'm going to be a Rhonda about
this. Yeah, I'm going to be a Rhonda if you're going to.
So more bottomless steak fries,
please.
They do that also pretty much anywhere you go that has like a bottomless thing. Like they'll give you the first initial amount and it's like pretty decent, but then after that it's like they kind of drag their feet on it a little bit. But here's the deal,
you stay for as long as you
if
want,
you're
though.
One of the
how much is
few,
it
are you ready for this?
Yeah,
$20.
No.
$20
at that rate we could just afford to go.
That's
to
worth the
you,
trip
the,
yeah,
the burgers themselves,
you can rent the place.
The burgers themselves are like $12-13. If you get two burgers, if you use it twice over the course of the month,
they're even more than that
it
now.
Already pays for itself.
They're like 16 or something now.
Yeah, and this is they have over according to their website they have over 25 different burgers.
You could pick what kind of burger you want.
Any of the burgers, you could go there every day and get a different burger every day.
I thought
for
it was like gonna
month.
Be their basic.
So here's the deal: they're all
Junior Robin.
This
burger.
Stresses me out.
No, because they have like 20 gourmet burgers on the menu, and they're going to release another special burger for just the month of May. And
they also have
something called Tavern Burgers, which are like smaller, like a junior size burgers, and they have like five different ones of those also.
Yeah,
and you get
I go to Red Robin, still living on Maui. I go to Red Robin 4 times a year.
The pass includes the bottomless side also.
Yeah,
so you can go to Red Robin every day, get a different burger for the entire month. And the bottomless side for $20. Now they're going to only be releasing the card online. It releases tomorrow morning. I've got my alarm set. It's gonna start at, I believe it's 9 a.m. Mountain Time, which means it's gonna be 5 a.m. here in Hawaii.
This is the only time Vince has ever woken up at 5 a.m.
No, that's not true. I did wake up at 5 a.m. to go online and buy the Jack in the Box chicken scented mask during COVID.
There is a theme here.
It involves meme food. Now, Shane, are you setting your alarm right now?
I'm gonna try to be a part of this.
He's so fact checking you.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
I'm gonna try to go online and wake up early and see if I can snag one of these burger passes, and then I mean odds are I'm probably not going to get to travel to the mainland to use it, but I'll just find somebody that wants to eat a lot of burgers and then I'll just send it to them and be like, I'll send you the card. The caveat is every day you have to go get a burger and then record a video of it and send it to
me. It's easy because there's at least in Oregon, there's a good amount of Red Robins in most like larger cities, and they're open all the time.
I can't believe it's only $20.
It doesn't make sense.
I like literally. Do you think if you had one of these burger things, right? Even if you had to work or whatever, do you think you could make time every day in a month to go to?
Oh yes,
I would
absolutely.
I 100% would.
Yeah. I like.
If it's within 20 minutes.
So we're all on the same page. I'm saying, like, if I think, like...
I wish you were here and we could go every day.
I would go there every day.
Yeah. I would go. All right, so I lived...
For how long?
When I lived in the mainland, I lived in Philadelphia. There's one in Cherry Hill and there's one in Feasterville, which are both about... Feasterville's maybe like 40 minutes from Philadelphia. Feasterville.
Hardly know her.
Because it's like feast.
That's where you eat a different burger every day.
That's where you eat the burger. But then there's also one in Cherry Hill, which is only kind of like 20, 25 minutes away from Philly. You could probably get to the one in Cherry Hill in a decent amount of time. So I'm looking for someone on the mainland with a lot of free time who loves burgers, who's willing to...
My friend Avalon in Portland is listening to us right now. Avalon, go get the fucking freaking pass.
Yes, get the freaking pass, Avalon. Wake up at 5 a.m., get
mountain
your burger
time.
Pass. Yeah, no, it's 9 a.m. mountain time, which is 5 a.m. here if you're listening in Hawaii.
Why are mountains a cornerstone of time?
Because in the area where the time zone is, I guess there's a bunch of mountains. But, I mean, mountains go... No, I guess mountains go...
Pretty significant mountain range right there, actually, that, like, separates, like...
They're very rocky also, from what I've heard.
That's what they're saying.
His description is that they're very rocky. So, yeah, I think I'm glad that we're all on the same page. Because if I got something like that and I lived on the mainland, I literally would, even if I had to work, I would wake up early, or if I worked in the daytime, I would definitely go there every night.
I would start a TikTok series too, and then within like
I would start a YouTube series of like, here's me eating a Red Robin burger every day. It'd be like Supersize Me, except you're not doing it to become unhealthy. You're just doing it to save money on burgers.
To
and
afford
burgers.
To exist in our society. Oh my God, they're giving the peasants $20 burgers.
They just see you coming like through the window. They're like, the burger guy's back again. Like, one burger, please. Dealer's choice.
Day 31, and I'm still like, bring more fries.
I want more fries.
You're so, like, you can pick any of the sides. And I'm like, it's always going to be the steak fries.
But they also have garlic steak fries, though, too.
And you said sweet potato? I've never had.
What happened to always steak fries?
They do have sweet potato fries. Hold on. I'm full of crap
if you haven't noticed.
Hold on. I got the bottomless sides pulled up here. So they've got the garlic fries, salad, steak fries. Yes, I told you I do my research for the show, Rhonda. Sweet potato fries, garlic parmesan broccoli, steamed broccoli without the garlic parmesan. Come on, guys. And then they have a house salad and coleslaw, but their coleslaw looks like the coleslaw that you get out of the bag in the supermarket. That's what their coleslaw looks like.
Also, how much coleslaw can you eat?
If it's the sloppy deli style coleslaw, I like deli style coleslaw. I could eat a lot of coleslaw.
The sloppy stuff?
The sloppy stuff.
Fill your hole with the sloppy stuff.
The sloppier the better.
You heard it here. Vince is ready to fill his hole with the sloppy stuff.
You've been leaking the slop.
It's like I'm sloppy. I made them extra sloppy for you. Oh, they've got Yukon chips too. The Yukon gold potato.
Chips.
I can get my chips anytime. I always pass
on chips in a restaurant.
Yeah. Or when it's given as a side, I'm like, don't even do that.
Just crunch them.
I prefer my potatoes in different fried shapes.
Yeah. I have access to those. I want something that'll get bad over time.
They've got a gold medal burger, and it says in the description, it looks like it's 3 or 4 patties, and it says it weighs as much as a gold medal. So that might be the first one. So here's
how would we ever know?
For you Red Robin fans, all right, we've got a jalapeno heatwave burger. Yeah, also people eating the gold medal burger are probably not the same people winning gold medals.
No.
There's not any crossover in that Venn diagram, in that Zendiagram, which is just a picture of Zendaya. Dua Lipa-gram. They got a bacon cheeseburger, jalapeno heatwave burger. They've got a whiskey river burger.
I like their pineapple burger.
I like the names of their burgers.
Yeah. Royal Red Robin, which has a fried egg on it. The buzzer beater bacon cheeseburger, 2-pointer. And then for you, Shane, they've got the 3-pointer, which is 3 patties.
Whoa. Oh, I wonder if they have a 10-patty one.
See, you would just eat them out of house and home. Go every day?
They've
and
got
you could
the Red Robin Gourmet Burger, which has pickles and also pickle relish. Look at that pickle relish on the bottom.
Yes.
It looks like a tomato jam almost.
Yes.
That looks amazing. They got the Bonsai, which is the Aloha Teriyaki Pineapple one.
Yes.
Which they have a burger that's very similar to that over at Jollibee. If you haven't had it, highly recommend.
How much is it? $20 per month?
It's $20 a month. You can have as many as you want, one per day. They have one called the Mad Love. They've got a Keep It Simple burger. They've got a smashed avocado and bacon. They got one called the Lava Queso, which looks like it's served open queso smothered on
that's crazy.
That's really good.
That's crazy.
I got to get to Red Robin.
I'm super hungry.
And their burgers are great. Some shade to Red Robin. I've ordered the chicken strips before. Stick to the burgers.
they do have other...
all kinds of stuff. They got like tons of salads, tons of like...
It looks like they have pizza?
Probably.
Wraps
everywhere.
And sandwiches,
everywhere thinks they could do pizza.
Chicken wings, entrees. But I mean, if I'm going, I'm going for the burgers.
Do you guys remember the South Park Red Wedding episode? That was at a Red Robin.
Yeah, it was at the Red Robin. Red Robin wedding. Uh-huh. Was it Tom Hanks and Beyonce? Who was getting married? Do you remember? I'm such a big South Park fan, I should know. I think it was Tom Hanks and Beyonce.
I can't remember, but
But that three-part episode that was all about the Black Friday stuff is to this day one of my favorite sets of South Park episodes.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen those.
Oh, it's all Game of Thrones.
That's cool.
It's like, get out of my garden.
Yeah, and Randy works as a security guard at the mall during Black Friday. And so he's like the watchers on the wall, like the guys who are guarding the wall. And the people lining up outside of the mall for Black Friday are like the White Walkers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very cleverly done. And if you haven't seen it, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones or South Park,
I love
highly recommend checking it out.
Kenny is the Queen of Dragons.
Really?
Princess Kenny. Okay, now speaking of Andor, the new season of Andor, the Star Wars show, is coming out next week, 4/22.
Oh, also, I'll be hosting May the 4th trivia at Parlay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in Wailuku.
So it's going to be Star Wars trivia?
Star Wars trivia.
So Star Wars fan.
Star Wars trivia.
Do you know what day of the week that is by chance?
It's a Sunday.
That's like the only trivia I can do.
And it'll be, I'm going to come up with a few different fun styles of rounds. And if over half your team is dressed up, you'll get an extra point.
Whoa. And they can do some sort of, since May, as we know, is National Burger Month, maybe they'll do some sort of Star Wars burger
for us.
They're going to do, I don't know, burger specifically, but Parlay has one of the best smash burgers on island. You should go check it out. But
I do love smash burgers.
They're going to do food and drink specials.
Oh, cool.
That are Star Wars themed.
Oh, awesome.
Huh. So, blue milk?
They're talking about a few different options. I don't want to say anything falsely, but they've got some good ideas they're coming up with.
That's cool.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be
Sunday,
a blast.
Sunday,
May the 4th.
At Parlay in Wailuku.
All right. And you're hosting that?
I'll be hosting that, yeah.
All right. So put your Star Wars hats on for that one. And if you are a Star Wars fan, don't forget to watch Andor Season 1, Shane, which you haven't seen.
Yeah, I'll binge it.
But then also Season 2 is coming out April 22nd, which is, you know, like next week. We also have you guys seen The Studio yet? The new Seth Rogen show?
No.
Where is it?
It's on Apple TV, unfortunately.
God damn it, Vince.
But it is...
Well, I don't have that.
It is, like, probably my new favorite show of the year.
Great.
It's absolutely fantastic. It comes out every Wednesday, so if you have Apple TV, new episodes coming out tonight. Have you seen any of the new Black Mirror
episodes? I was just going to say, I just started the new Black Mirror.
So before we talk about Black Mirror, I just want to give a shout-out to the Netflix series Adolescence, which is currently sitting at the third most watched Netflix
series
of
I've
all
heard...
time. It's fantastic.
Wow. I
highly recommend. All four episodes are shot entirely in one shot.
One take.
And the acting is phenomenal.
For real one take?
Yeah, probably. They might fudge it a little bit here and there, but
or like record the first half and then stop and then just pick up right where they left off.
I gotta pee.
It's phenomenally done, and the acting is fantastic.
They all just pee their pants.
Highly recommend. If you have HBO, The Pit, the entire first season of
The
Pit.
I've heard about that.
Available.
That's the ER one, right?
Highly recommend checking that out. That's one of my favorite shows of the year. Severance Season 2 is all done. So
that's on Apple.
So you can binge watch that if you have Apple. If you have HBO Max, watch Common Side Effects.
I was sick last week and started rewatching Jersey Shore. I recommend that also.
Okay.
Are you a fan of The Last of Us?
I am a big fan of the first season of The Last of Us, and the new season just started, and so
it's out.
That's
episode one came out this week.
The first episode came out on Sunday of season two.
I like Saturday. First season.
So, or as Rhonda calls it, Saturday.
Just tell me what number of day it is of the week. It's much easier to keep track of.
Black Mirror. I don't know if you saw the second episode of Black Mirror where it deals with like the Mandela effect.
Oh, yes, with the necklace thing.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So no spoilers, but there is like a necklace involved. I don't know if you know this. Netflix, so they have an argument over the girl thinks that the name of the restaurant was Barney's and then it turned out to actually be Bernie's.
Yeah.
Netflix recorded two different versions of the show and released them separately, where the other one, it's the other way around, where she thought it was Bernie's and turned out to be Barney's.
What?
Just to mess with everybody, to make them question what they actually saw.
That's so cool.
Dang. And I love those little details.
So it's such a clever thing for Netflix to do.
That's so cool.
So if you aren't watching the new season of Black Mirror, so good.
I love the first episode with Rashida Jones, right?
Oh, Rashida Jones.
Yes. And, so good. Also, I think it's like the third episode talks about like a, it's not a spoiler, but I should be able to spoil That's part of this whole show. It's like a sentient computer.
Yeah, she goes into the movie that they're filming.
No, not that one. There's a sentient, like a computer game that has self-awareness.
Oh.
And it's okay. Really, really good. That okay. one is like freaking trippy.
I'm looking forward to watching all the episodes of Black Mirror. They very rarely have like a stinker. So I'm so stoked that the new season is out. I can't wait to watch that. All right, and now we are at the end of the show, you guys, which means it's time for what would normally be Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo, but this week we're doing Rhonda Hansen's Knowledge Mansion.
Yeah.
Or also known as Big Brain Shahane's Brain Drain Game.
Insane in the brain drain.
Insane in the membrane.
Okay.
All right.
I've got to write that down for next time. Insane in the membrane. Okay, our first question comes from Kevin in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Kevin wants to know, where is Toledo?
There's a Toledo all over the place. There's a Toledo, Oregon. There's a Toledo, Washington.
That is correct. I know for a fact that there is a Toledo.
Yeah, my brother lives
Oregon.
There.
Okay, so there you go. You get the point. The main
Toledo, Ohio.
There's a Toledo in like every state.
There's a Toledo, Ohio,
Kansas,
which is the fourth largest city in Ohio.
Texas, I bet.
There's also a big one in Spain, which is where the name originally came from. So very good. Mm. All right, our second question comes from Donnie in Tacoma, Washington. Donnie wants to know, what is the name of the piano playing dog on the Muppets? What's his name?
I'll give this one to you, Rhonda.
Oh,
what's that guy's name? He's brown. He plays the piano.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
He sounds like this.
I wasn't allowed to watch the Muppets.
I don't. Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
His name kind of sounds like a sound that a dog might make.
Woof.
You're so close. give us a guess.
Scraps.
You're pretty close.
Right. Arf, 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 is it?
Alfie, Roof.
I can't give that to you, I'm sorry. It's Rolf.
Rolf.
That's something very close to that.
R-O-W-L-F, Rolf is Rolf. His name. Rolf. Okay. And our third question is always a sports question because as
if
you
we
know,
didn't get the Muppets question.
Sports and Chuck's Achilles. So if Serena in Kahului wants to know, plus or minus 3 inches, how tall is Simone Biles?
Oh, like
5'11".
She's 4'8", which comes in to plus or minus 3 inches. And you didn't get all three of them, but you did get 2 out of 3 this week, guys. And you know what
she's
our deceased
short.
Friend Meatloaf
wow.
always says?
I knew she was short.
2 out of 3, and that also means that that's the end of the show. Guys, don't forget to check out the 420 episode, which we'll be releasing on Apple and Spotify
yes.
on 420.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next week. Thanks to Shane and Rhonda for being on the show. And from me to you, aloha!
Go to Red Robin.
Yes.
$20.